Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. Today we're going to be doing our gospel portion for the week, which is Matthew chapter 15, 10 verses, verse 10 through 20, and then resuming our study in the book of Acts, chapter 17, which is Paul doing more, traveling, spreading the gospel, being persecuted for it, and more of the same, lots of Jewish opposition and trouble being stirred up. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. Hey, real quick, if you love this podcast, if you are being blessed by this podcast and you're willing and able, you can support the podcast by going to scriptureandprophecy.com, and there you will find options to donate or become a monthly Patreon subscriber. And I just want to take a minute to say thank you to the monthly Patreon subscribers who help make this possible and those of you who contribute on YouTube. You've made a massive difference in the podcast and the tools that I'm able to use for the podcast, as well as in my family's personal life. So thank you so much for your support. And those of you who pray, your prayers are much needed and much appreciated. Speaking of prayer, the prayer wall at scriptureandprophecy.com is back up. We're going to try this again, and hopefully we can avoid any trouble with it. But if you've got prayer requests, or if you're a prayer warrior, you can go to scriptureandprophecy.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see the walls. There's a prayer wall, and you can put your prayer requests there. And the idea is that you would, you know, put your prayer requests on the prayer wall, and other listeners and other people who are just part of this community would come there, see it, see the needs, and be praying for you. And then there's a question and answer wall. We've talked about starting a Q&A podcast that comes out maybe once a month or once every couple of weeks. That would be a good place to ask your questions for that particular episode. All right, so there's the announcements for this week, or for today. Let's jump right in. Matthew chapter 15, our gospel portion for this week, starting with verse 10. And he called the multitude, and he said unto them, "Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and he said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch." Then answered Peter, and he said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." And Jesus said, "Are you also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth whatever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defileth a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." Okay, so what we have here is the Pharisees were flipping out because Jesus didn't do the hand-washing ritual that they practiced, which is a man-made rule, before he ate. And then he's making the point, look, it's what's in your heart that actually defiles you. What comes out of your mouth defiles you, because what comes out of your mouth, like what manifests into words and proceeds out of your mouth, really is coming from your heart. and your heart is where all these sins start. It says, for out of the heart, evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. And he calls the Pharisees, the religious Jewish leaders of that time, blind guides leading the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. We have to be careful not to be following blind leaders. And there's many to follow, even in this day and age. All right, let's go and do our study in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 1, King James Bible. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. All right, so he's in Thessalonica. And as was custom for him to do, there was a synagogue there where the Jews would meet. He goes in three Sabbaths in a row, and he reasons with the Jews using the Scriptures, showing in the Scriptures, which would be the Old Testament, the only thing that existed at that time, how Jesus is Messiah, and showing how he was supposed to be crucified and all these things. And it says that a few of them believed, but not many. Some of them believed. But of the Greeks, great multitude of them believed, and of the chief women. So there must have been a lot of women in power. Not a few of them believed, meaning many. So many of the Gentile, the Greeks, were believing. Some of the Jews would believe. Verse 5. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, and took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Now, do you see the type of spirit that was on the non-believing Jews? Which, unfortunately, was the majority of them, right? Because in many cases, only a few would believe. This is an example of that. And it's not like they just went and, you know, preached against Jesus. It says here that they would go find lewd people. You know, people willing to do unrighteous things. It says he took with him certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out unto the people. Verse 6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And see, they're even acting like they care about Caesar, because they knew that the standard people would be upset by this. And so, you know, on one hand, they don't want Caesar ruling over them, but on the other hand, they'll appeal to that when it's beneficial. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city, and when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. All right, now he's in Berea. He's going into the synagogue of the Jews, and now these are the type of people that we need to be like in our own lives. And this is a great example of what it looks like to be a people who study the Word of God, who are committed to the Scriptures and committed to the truth. And may we all be like these Bereans. Let me start back again with verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether these things were so. So these were more noble, it says. And the reason they were considered noble is that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind. And then they went to the Scriptures every day. It says daily. It doesn't say they went to the Scriptures in that moment. They went to the Scriptures every day and searched them out to see whether those things that were being preached were true. And every Christian should be doing that today. You go and you sit in the pew. The message that preacher's preaching, you better know the Scriptures, or you could be blind, being led by the blind. The way you avoid being blind, being led by the blind, is to know the Word, to be like the Bereans, to search it out, to take responsibility for your own knowledge and for your own information. The Bereans are a great example of that. Verse 13. Or I'm sorry, verse 12. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few. So there was a lot of Gentile believers. Verse 13, but when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul and at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea, but Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him into Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this blabber say?" Others, some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and they brought him into Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine therefore thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else, but either to tell or to hear something new. So here in Athens, he has these people, and I think of them much like some of the people today. Because you have people who are always, they don't want anything to do with the old path, the old ways. They're always searching for something new. Tell us something new. Even Christians are like that. And that's how they get dragged away by these strange and weird doctrines that are not biblical. Because they want to hear something. They always want something new. They live to hear something new. That's what these people in Athens were like. It says they spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and behold your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. So let's not forget they had a bunch of idols, all these statues, and they would have had the name of God on them, the name of that particular God on them. But then they had a statue that had no name. It just says the unnamed God, because these people were so superstitious, so into idolatry, that they didn't want to risk that there might be another God that they don't know about and not worship that God too, so they have a statue to the unknown God. That's the situation you have going on here. Verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Notice that he's quoting to them their own poets. So he's connecting with them using something that they can relate to. They have this statue, the unknown God. He's telling them who that unknown God is, whom they don't know. He's quoting to them their own poets. You see, Paul had a heart for the lost, and he was willing to become all things to all people that he might gain some for Christ. And he tells us that in the book of Corinthians. If we go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 23, here's what he says. He says, for though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself a servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I become as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak I become as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And I do this for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker thereof with you. You see, Paul was always looking for an avenue, some common ground to connect with whatever type of people he was dealing with. When he would go into synagogues, he would open up the scriptures, open up the Torah, and show them Jesus in that. When he's in these godless or idolatrous places, he sees a statue that says unknown God, and he says, let me tell you about this God. May we all be more like that, willing to connect with people that you might save them, that you might pull them out of the fire by showing them how they can be redeemed through Jesus Christ. Verse 29, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among which was Dionysus and Arpagate, and a woman named Damaris, and others with him. And that is chapter 17 in the book of Acts. I pray in the name of Jesus that our study this morning has blessed you, has caused you to draw closer to God and to his son Jesus. And I pray that a spirit of peace be upon all of you. thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Again, scriptureandprophecy.com. That's where you go to find the archives, the devotionals, and to support this podcast. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.